Greetings. This is the Great One. Here with an Anarchy Moment. I was today going to do an Anarchy Moment about a 17-year-old girl on YouTube who was upset about that little Nash kid making statements about what he found attractive in women, and so therefore she went on YouTube and explained to men what they're supposed to be attracted to in women, because of course 17-year-old girls know what the fuck they're talking about. And I think I'm still going to maybe do that, and I'm considering trying to be helpful to her instead of just insulting her, which would actually be really easy to do. But the problem with this girl is that all of the adults in her life have completely failed to tell her the truth about anything. And in a sense, it's her fault that she's stupid, because she is the medicated generation. She's probably on medication for her personality. But she has Google, you know, she knows everything because she can Google it. And so she has the opportunity to learn. But at the same time, it's not her fault, because the old people around her have fucked her over. They've lied to her. They've misled her. And all of that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today. I'm just talking about it because I wasn't smart enough to get everything situated before I started recording. So now I'm doing the shit that I should have done before I recorded Standby for Noise. That was not as bad as it could have been. All right. So I was going to talk about that. Then, of course, I made the mistake of getting on the internet. God knows. You know, I thought about something the other day, because here in Fort Collins, here, this has nothing to do with the topic either. Here in Fort Collins, last few days, it's right now, it's January. Today's January the 22nd, 2014. It's been really warm. It's been like 60 degrees and shit. And at one point, I was going to say, thank God for global warming, but then I realized that that was two fictitious entities in the same sentence, and I probably shouldn't do that. Okay. By the way, the global warming wackos have acknowledged. Finally, I've seen it acknowledged. I'll maybe talk about this later. One of these days, I'm just going to do a giant bitch slap of global warming, which I still can't believe that it's the year 2014 and people still believe this. That the global warming wackos have finally acknowledged on paper that I've seen personally that it hasn't gotten any warmer for, like, what, 12 years now or whatever, I forget the exact number. But it's not getting any warmer. And so they said that, well, global warming is still happening, it's just manifesting in a different way. It's like, wow, the desperation of these people to maintain their religious beliefs is just fucking stunning. All right, now that we're 3.5 minutes into the podcast, let's talk about today's Anarchy Moment. Yes, I made the mistake of getting on the internet, and here is this thing on the Gadgeteer, egadgeteer.com. AMC Movie Theater calls federal agents to arrest a Google Glass user. I'm going to read this. This is the account the person who was arrested has put forth. I want to read this and do some of my usual analysis for you stupid people out there who think you don't live in a police state. And, oh, when the government, you know, I can just hear people like you rationalizing this shit, right? Like when the Nazis started hauling off the Jews, it's like, oh, well, but those Jews must have done something wrong. I mean, the government wouldn't take those Jews, the government wouldn't seize those Jews' money if they hadn't done something wrong. It's the fault of the Jews. They shouldn't have had that money. They shouldn't have had that gold. Why, it's illegal for them to have gold, and they shouldn't have had gold, and they deserve what they get. I can hear you people fucking. I mean, how do you think shit like Nazi Germany happens? It's because people like you fucking rationalize it. It's because you excuse it. It's because you look at that and go, well, you know, but that's them. I'm sure they deserved it. It didn't have anything to do with me. That'll never happen to me. That's the thing that keeps you statist going. Right? As long as you just keep getting your welfare check and you keep getting your food stamps and you keep getting your WIC, as long as Obama keeps giving you health care and all this other shit, all that stuff, that only happens to other people. All right, anyway, now I'm just ranting. God, that never fucking happens. All right, ranting. Here we go. Let me read this. I have been using Google Glass for about 2 months now. About 2 weeks ago, I got prescription lenses for the glasses. So in the past 2 weeks, I was wearing Google Glass all the time. There were no stories to write about until yesterday, yesterday being the 18th of January, 2014. I went to AMC, Eastern Mall, Columbus, Ohio, to watch a movie. This is in Ohio. Ohio. This is happening in Ohio. Can you imagine what might be happening, what could happen in cities where, I mean, Ohio? There's a fucking department. Well, anyway, this is in Ohio. Went to the AMC Eastern Mall, Columbus, Ohio, to watch a movie with my wife, non-Google Glass user. It's the same theater we go to every week, so it has probably been the third time I've been there wearing Google Glass. And the AMC employees, guy tearing tickets at the entrance, girl at the concession stand, have asked me about glass in the past, and I have told them how awesome glass is with every occasion. Because I don't want glass to distract me during the movie, I turn them off, but since my prescription lenses are on the frame, I still wear them. About an hour into the movie, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, a guy comes near my seat, shoves a badge that had some sort of shield on it. Oh, that was nice. Excuse me. Hang on. It's my first attempt at talking this morning, and I've had coffee, but... Yes. Sorry about that, folks. About an hour into the movie, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, a guy comes near my seat, shoves a badge that had some sort of shield on it, yanks the Google Glass off my face, and says, quote, "Follow me outside immediately," unquote. It was quite embarrassing, and outside of the theater, there were about 5 to 10 cops and mall cops. Since I didn't catch his name in the dark of the theater, I asked to see his badge again and asked what the problem was, and I asked for my glass back. The response was, open quote, "You see all these cops, you know we are legit. We are with the Federal Service and you have been caught illegally taping the movie," unquote. Well, look, don't you Jews see all these soldiers that are here to round you up? I mean, we must be legit. It must fucking be legit. These are soldiers here to round you up. Shut your fucking Jew mouth and get your ass on the train. You've been caught illegally. You have been caught infringing upon the financial profits of a corporation. We, the federal government, are here to protect the multi-billion dollar international corporations from your Google Glass. Oh my, you people are so fucking stupid. You're so fucking stupid. You're so stupid. I was surprised by this, and as I was obviously just having a nice Saturday evening night out with my wife and not taping anything, whether legally or illegally, I tried to explain that this is a misunderstanding. I tried to explain that he is holding rather expensive hardware that cost me $1,500 for Google Glass and over $600 for prescription glasses. The response was that I was searched and more stuff was taken away from me, specifically my personal phone, my work phone, both of which were turned off, and my wallet. How's that Fourth Amendment no searching thing working out for you? How's that working for you guys? Fill me in. After an embarrassing 20 to 30 minutes outside the movie theater, me and my wife were conducted into two separate rooms in the management office of Easton Mall, where the guy with the badge introduced himself again and showed me a different ID. His partner introduced herself too and showed me a similar looking badge. I was, by that time, too flustered to remember their names. As a matter of fact, now, Over 30 hours later, I am still shaking while recounting the facts. So now they're being detained. Again, how's that freedom to, you know, not be arrested? Oh, but they're not arrested, they're just detained. Of course! See, when we put the Jews in the When people like you put the Jews in the concentration camps, they weren't arrested. No, they were just being detained. I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Oh, wait, you're statist. Never mind. I do know what's wrong with you. What followed was over an hour of the feds telling me I am not under arrest and that this is a, quote, voluntary interview, unquote. But if I choose not to cooperate, bad things may happen to me. Is it legal for authorities to threaten people like that? Now, this is the truth. This is it right here. He asked the question, is it legal for them to do that? Because if it was legal, what? This would be perfectly okay? Let me say this again, because some of you may not have fucking got this yet. It was legal to put Jews in concentration camps. It was legal to own slaves. It was legal to kill your slaves. It was legal to put Japanese people in concentration camps. It was legal to conduct the Tuskegee experiment. Okay? Nobody has the fucking balls to ask, is it right? Is it right in any moral, ethical sense to do this? No. The question is it legal? Well, yes, it is legal because they are the government and they fucking did it. Yes, it's legal, you stupid motherfucker. Of course it's fucking legal. They're the government. They are the gang that rules by force. They are the organization that has the monopoly on the use of force within a given geographic region. That is what a government is. That is the definition of government. Take any poli-sci class, 101, taught by the most statist person you can find. And that is the definition of a government. It's in the fucking textbook. Yes, it is legal for them to fucking put you in a room and threaten you. But it's not right. But it's what you'll tolerate. We as a society, all of you out there, stay. You put up with this because we've got to have this. Otherwise, well, who would build the roads? And the terrorists. Why, if we don't fucking do shit like this, at shopping malls in Ohio, those fucking brown people, they're going to come over here and they're going to fly airplanes into buildings and they're going to kill us. So we've got to have this police state to protect us from those nasty terrorists. Which, interestingly enough, those terrorists are the same people who are Muslims. And Islam religion is, of course, the religion of peace. And don't you dare criticize it because you will be censored. Because it is peaceful to have sex with young girls, and it's peaceful to burn women to death, and it's peaceful to stone them to death, and it's peaceful to blow yourself up and kill other people, and it's peaceful to fly buildings into airplanes, yes, fly airplanes into buildings, because it's the religion of peace, and we can't insult them, but by God, we gotta drag this fucking upper middle class, probably over the age of 40, white guy and his wife out of the theater for wearing fucking Google glasses, put them in a room and interrogate them in order to protect the corporations. I mean, protect the citizens from the terrorist. It was totally legal to put Jews in concentration camps. Which part of this do you not fucking understand? Which part of it was legal to put Jews in concentration camps do you not fucking understand? I kept telling them that glass has a USB port, and not only did I allow them, I actually insisted they connect it to see that there was nothing but personal photos with my wife and my dog on it. I also insisted that they look at my phone, too, to clear things out. But they wanted to talk first. They wanted to know who I am, where I live, where I work, how much I'm making, how many computers I have at home, why am I recording the movie, who am I going to give the recording to, why don't I just give up the guy up the chain because they are not interested in me, over and over and over again. I kept telling them I wasn't recording anything, my glass was off. They insisted they saw it on. I told them there would be a light coming. Now, here's something, let me point this out before I forget. Notice, too, that these people, these federal agents, are completely clueless about how technology works. I mean, this is the intelligence level of the people who are protecting you from those nasty terrorists. They're not, they don't even understand technology. Because look, if you see somebody with Google Glass or a cell phone or a video or whatever, and you think they're recording something, instead of interrogating them, why wouldn't you just plug the thing in to a computer with a USB cord and look to see what's on there? It's because these federal agents who are just stupider than shit are stupider than shit. Right? I mean, we've seen in the past the reports of people in the police forces being passed over for promotion because they were too intelligent. They scored too high on IQ test, or even not getting hired in the first place because of their high scores on IQ test. I mean, I'm pretty sure the same thing happens with federal agents like this. These are not the most intelligent people. Okay, let me get back to reading. My glass was off. They insisted they saw it on. I told them there would be a light coming out of the screen if glass was on, and I could show them that, but they insisted, that's where I was. I told them there would be a light coming out of the little screen if glass was on, and I could show them that, but they insisted that I cannot touch my glass for fear, quote, I will erase the evidence against me that was on glass, unquote. I didn't have the intuition to tell them that glass gets really warm if it records for more than a few minutes, and my glasses were not warm. They wanted to know where I got glass and how did I come by having it. I told them I applied about 1,000 times to get it in the Explorer program, and eventually I was selected, and I got the glass from Google. I offered to show them the receipt and the Google Glass website if they would allow me access to my computer, any computer with internet. Of course, that was not an option. And then they wanted to know, what does Google ask of me in exchange for glass? How much is Google paying me? Who is my boss? And why am I recording the movie? Eventually, after a long time, somebody came with a laptop and a USB cable, at which point he told me that this was my last chance to come clean. I repeated for the 100th time that there is nothing to come clean about and this is a big misunderstanding, so the FBI finally connected my glass to the computer, downloaded all my personal photos, and started going through them one by one. Although they are dated and it was obvious there was nothing on my glass that was from the time period they accused me of recording. They went through my phone and 5 minutes later they concluded I had done nothing wrong. I asked, why didn't they just take the 5 minutes at the beginning of the interrogation and they just left the room? A guy who claimed his name is Bob Hope, he gave me his business card, came in the room and said he was with the Movie Association and they have problems with piracy at that specific theater and that specific movie. Which part of the government is here to serve the corporations do you not fucking understand? All of you, well, the government needs to regulate the corporations. Why are you so fucking stupid? Why are you so fucking stupid? Why are you so fucking stupid? The government is not going to regulate the corporations. The corporations have large amounts of money. The government works for the corporations. Fuck you, people are stupid. You're fucking so fucking stupid. You're just fucking stupid. And of course, Google is also a corporation. So the question is, at what point is Google going to start buying politicians? I mean, we already know that Google is helping the military to develop military robots. So Google, the do no evil company, is developing robots to kill people. That's not evil, of course, because, well, it must be legal. The government's doing it. Don't you see all these soldiers here making sure these Jews get on the train? Of course it's legal. Of course we're legit. So what you have here is a clash of corporations utilizing the government as their enforcers, and it's raining down on this private citizen. But of course, you people are terrified of anarchy because there'd be no government, and the corporations would run wild, and there wouldn't be any roads. There'd be no roads. Because right here, the corporations certainly aren't going crazy. I mean, there's no way that the corporation has federal agents like dragging a guy out of a movie theater and interrogating him for hours, claiming that he's bootlegging the movie. I mean, that would never happen. That's just sick shit. That would never happen. That's something that some fucking libertarian anarcho-capitalist fucker would make up. That would never happen in America. Of course not. Why, we're a democracy. Obama is the president. This would never happen. We have hope and change. We're going forward. Okay, Bob Hope. He gave me, that was Bob Hope from the, where's he from? The Movie Association, who owns the federal government. Bob Hope, he gave me 2 free movie passes, quote, so I can see the movie again, unquote. I asked if they thought my Google Glass was such a big piracy machine, why didn't they ask me not to wear them in the theater? I would have probably sat 5 or 6 rows closer to the screen, as I didn't have any other pair of prescription glasses with me, and none of this would have happened. All he said was AMC called him, and he called the FBI, and, quote, here are 2 more passes for my troubles, unquote. I would have been fine with, quote, I'm sorry this happened, please accept our apologies, unquote. 4 free passes just infuriated me. Considering it was 11:27 p.m. when this happened, and the movie started at 7:45, I guess 3.5 hours of my time, and the scare my wife went through, who didn't know what was going on as nobody bothered to tell her, is worth about $30 in the eyes of the Movie Association and the federal militia. Sorry, I cannot think of any other derogatory words. I think I should sue them for this, but I don't have the time or the energy to deal with, open quote, who is my boss? They don't want me, they want the big guy again. Damn clock. So I just spilled the beans on this forum for others to learn from my experience. I guess until people get more familiar with Google Glass, or until Google Glass starts giving, this is me editorializing, or until Google Glass gives the government more money than the movie corporations do. Ugh, brain hurts, language, fucking speaking skills, what? My head. You know, until Google is paying off the government more than the movie corporations does, this will probably continue to happen. All right, anyway, get back to reading. I guess until people get more familiar with Google Glass and understand what they are, one should not wear them to movies. I wish they would have said something before I went into the movie, but it may be my mistake for assuming that if I went and watched movies 2 times wearing glass with no incident, the 3rd time there would not be an incident either. As for the federal agents and their level of comprehension, I guess if they deal with petty criminals every day, everybody starts to look like a petty criminal. Again, I wish they would have listened when I told them how to verify I did nothing illegal, or at least apologize afterwards. But hey, this is a free country everybody praises. Somewhere else might be even worse. All right, so blah, 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 blah. So here's some stuff. So update number 2. This is an update from the person telling the story, not the blogger reporting it. So this is an update For the sake of having all the facts right, I have been trying to find out who the agents that interviewed me at AMC were. So I asked help from a guy I know at FBI. I worked with this guy in the past when I was employed at a web hosting company. He did some digging and tells me the federal agents talking to me were DHS. That is Department of Homeland Security. That's the people who are protecting you from those nasty brown people who want to kill you. Of course, they're Muslims, and Islam is, of course, the religion of peace. So why we need to be protected from the religion of peace, I'm not sure. And perhaps some evil Muslims were going to use that Google Glass to hijack an airplane and fly it into a movie theater. I don't know. I have no fucking idea why the Department of Homeland Security is doing this. Oh, wait. Because we live in a police state. That's why. Oh, never mind. Hey, you fucking Jews, get on that train right now. This is legit. Don't you see these soldiers? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Jew. Get on the fucking train. Don't try to explain to me you got this shit legally. Fuck you. Get on the fucking train, Jew. I have a badge. All right, update number 4. This is a letter from the author. Okay. Julie, Rob, I spoke with a reporter from Columbus Dispatch who obtained a statement from the DHS and forwarded it to me. Here it is. From Walls, Khalad H. And it even has his email address here. Sent Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, 1:16 p.m. to Allison Manning. Subject, ICE. Hi, Allie. Actually, it's H. Allie, because he can't spell hi. This is a federal agent. Now, also, his federal agent's name is Khalid. Never mind. That's racist. Right? We can kill them. Right, we can kill them with drones in their own country when they're like driving a convoy to go to a wedding because, oh, we thought it was a military convoy. So we can kill them, but you can't make fun of them. If you make fun of them, you're a racist. All right, anyway, but it's going to get even better. Just hang with me. On January 18th, special agents with ICE's Homeland Security Investigations and local authorities briefly interviewed a man suspected of using an electronic recording device to record a film in an AMC theater in Columbus. Briefly. That was brief. That's the federal agent description of brief. Okay, that was me editorially. The man, who voluntarily answered questions, confirmed to authorities that the suspected recording device was also a pair of prescription eyeglasses in which the recording function had been inactive. No further action was taken. Khalid Walls, ICE spokesman. Khalid Walls, Public Affairs Officer, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Why is Customs Enforcement? Immigration and Customs Enforcement. What does Immigrations and Customs have to do with this? Again, do you not see the fucking web of the state here? Fucking Immigrations is in Ohio pulling people out of movie theaters. Now, on another site, which is linked to from that one, if I remember, I'm going to put the link in the show notes for this. So, these are some more updates. This other website, this is... Who is this? Oh. Fandroid? Something? PHANDROID.com. Whatever this website is, don't know, don't care right this minute. These are questions and responses to the person that this happened to and his responses. So here we go. Asked whether or not his Google Glass was damaged in the process. My glasses were not damaged. After I explained to them how much they cost, they touched them in a gentler way. The only rough part was when they took them off my face in the theater. Asked how other moviegoers reacted. People around me were all looking in my direction. Being in the dark in the theater, I didn't see how the other people react. And it happened rather fast. I followed my glasses. I wouldn't let somebody just take them and leave without me following. By the way, as I'm reading all of this, I'm trying to read it exactly as he wrote it, and some of his, you know, language is not perfect, whatever. He didn't really hire an editor to fucking edit his story. So when I'm stumbling on some of this stuff, it's because I'm trying to read it accurately. Asked if he could confirm the identities and or organization of the officers. I didn't get the contact information for the officers. I was too shaken to remember the names, and I didn't ask for business cards. The IDs they showed me looked legit, but what do I know? By the way, you can get fake. Well, I mean, that's not fake. They're all fake. You can get, anybody off the internet can get badges and ID cards that look quote-unquote official. Anybody can do that. All right, back to reading. The guy that said he represented the movie association gave me his business card, which I photographed with my phone and gave back, as I do with all business cards that are given to me. I'm very good at losing little pieces of paper. I wrote him an email address today. The email address is redacted because the people who run this website are obviously cowards. You'll notice on the other website, all the email addresses and everything are there. Asking him for the name of the federal agents, and he didn't reply yet. I also tried a different avenue. Until April of last year, I worked at Redacted, where I have been in contact with an agent from the Bureau from the Internet Crimes Division, named Redacted, and I asked him to help me find out his colleagues' names. He asked me so far if I am sure they were the FBI or maybe DHS, Columbus PD, or RIAA, and all I could do was describe their IDs. They looked white with two horizontal light blue stripes on them. I expect Redacted will help me, and when I find their names, and obviously this person did, because he's referencing the person, yada, 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 we already talked about this. So the person obviously did help him. I expect Redacted will help me, and when I find out their names, I will probably file a complaint with their supervisors. My wife told me that while I was in the room with the two officers, she was in another room where nobody paid any attention to her, and a long-haired guy that apparently was in the movie theater with us was talking to two cops about how it is to be undercover. Interesting. So they also detained his wife, didn't question her, just put her in a room and detained her. Again, you think you can't be detained without committing a crime. You're wrong because you're stupid. Because you're fucking stupid. You're really fucking stupid. So his wife is detained in this room and being ignored. And there's an undercover person in the theater who knows. I mean, a good guess would be that this undercover person in the theater saw the guy wearing the Google Glass and pulled out his cell phone, which, you know, and disturbed the other people who paid money to see the movie and sent a text message. All right, anyway. From what Redacted said, they were having known issues on that theater, and they had suspicions there would be attempts to pirate that particular movie. Columbus is not a big city, and I think it was about an hour after the movie started until they snatched me out. Asked if this experience will change the way he wears glass or handles authorities that approach him about the use of glass. This experience doesn't change the way I wear glass. I will just have another pair with me when I am going to the movies. In the event that somebody else shoves a badge in my face in the future, not in a traffic situation, my plan is to say lawyer and then nothing else. And that's exactly what you should do. If I am in a traffic situation, I plan to just be polite. And if the traffic officer decides to give me a ticket for wearing glass, I plan to fight it in court. Remember, the magic words are, of course, I don't answer questions without a lawyer, and am I being detained? Am I free to go? If you're being detained, what are the ground, you know, what is your reasonable suspicion to detain me? And of course, in this case, it would have said our reasonable suspicion is to, it, our reasonable suspicion is that you are pirating the movie. And this is where, again, we run up against the fact that federal agents are stupid. Because he's right. It's like, look, dude, here's the fucking glass. Plug it into a goddamn computer and see what's on here. If there's recordings of the movie on here, then good job. You fucking caught me. You've saved the world from the fucking terrorist. Whoop-de-doo. You've protected the financial interest of the corporation. Good for you, little piggy. Or you'll see that there's nothing on here and I can leave and we can all go back to our lives. But those things didn't happen because the federal agents are not intelligent. And because the state, because the corporations, because the government, and because of your willingness to sit there and say, well, those Jews must have done something wrong because the military wouldn't be putting them on those trains if they weren't criminals.